This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Maybe you've been shopping at one of those new Fresh Thyme Farmers Market grocery stores that have been popping up around the state, in fact, around the region, actually. Nick Manis is a reporter at MIBiz. He looked into Fresh Thyme. Now, he already knew that the Michigan-based grocery store chain Meijer was invested in Fresh Thyme, but he reports there's a lot more to it than that. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, Lester. I appreciate you having me on.
So for those of us who don't know about Fresh Thyme, how long has this chain been around?
Sure. They started opening in 2012. Similar footprint to Meijer in terms of the states, but now they've even expanded beyond some of the states that Meijer isn't in, specifically to some states like Iowa and Nebraska and Missouri.
So what kind of products do they have? What makes them different from Meijer?
Sure. I mean, Fresh Thyme is kind of more along the lines of the, you know, Whole Foods of the world. Seem to tout themselves as somewhere in between a Trader Joe's and a Whole Foods, you know, a little bit more affordable than a Whole Foods perhaps, but you know, certainly, you know, along those lines, you know, specialty, grocery, fresh and organic and healthy and all of that.
So the target audience is a little different than maybe a Meijer store might be.
That certainly seems to be the case.
Now, Meijer readily admits that it's invested in Fresh Thyme, but you're suggesting a lot more. What are you saying?
Sure. So we looked into it. We found quite a wide variety of documents, specifically liquor licenses for their various stores, and all those documents suggested, and some other, you know, experts in the field, lawyers and such, pretty much all agreed that those documents meant that Meijer not only owns but started the Fresh Thyme brand. So it's quite a bit more than just, you know, that they just invested in it. They started the brand from the ground up.
In your story from this week, you say in MIBiz that it's sort of a Skunk Works operation. Just for those of you who don't know what Skunk Works is, it's Lockheed Martin's kind of super secret military projects division.
Right.
So why would Meijer be using Fresh Thyme as a Skunk Works project?
Sure. I mean, by all indications, you know, Meijer is really good at their building 200,000 square foot mega stores, and you know they have the, you know, they kind of invented that idea of one-stop shopping where you can get your groceries and your clothes and your home goods and all of that in these big mega stores, and you know, so I think to some it certainly seems as though there's kind of a, they're really good at running those types of stores, but they haven't been very successful at trying to go smaller. You know, over the years they've done some smaller versions of stores that haven't been nearly as successful. So by all indications, Meijer needed to find a way to break into this segment of the kind of, you know, specialty grocery. And so from all indications, they started this brand that they completely try to disassociate from the Meijer brand.
Yeah, I think that's the key point that I got from your piece, is they're trying to make sure that you don't brand it as a Meijer Fresh Thyme Farmers Market. This is a wholly owned subsidiary that's completely separate from the others.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's a Meijer-owned store.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, they, you know, I mean, you even go into a Fresh Thyme, there's certainly nothing that would indicate in any way that it's a Meijer. You know, it's a completely different shopping experience, you know, even the couple of times that I've gone in there.
So when you ask Meijer about this, what do they say?
They didn't say a whole lot. They, you know, as you pointed out already, they've admitted for years that they have a financial interest, and you know, that's in multiple news reports. I think, you know, even us at MIBiz reported that, you know, over the years Fresh Thyme started popping up in the area. So when I called up their senior communications person to have a discussion, I, you know, first just asked him to kind of lay out, you know, how their relationship works, and he repeated the line that they have a financial interest and nothing more. And so when I laid out for him the evidence, he emailed me back sometime later clarifying that they have a partial ownership but not full.
They're saying that it's not a wholly owned subsidiary.
That's what they're saying. They have not reached back out to me to correct my story, which says, you know, that they wholly own it.
Hmm. Nick Manis is a reporter for MIBiz. His story this week suggests Meijer is not only invested in the Fresh Thyme chain, but is using it as a secret project to reach shoppers who might be turned off by shopping at a big box store and wants a smaller store that concentrates on healthy, organic, fresh food. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lester. I really appreciate it.